Now, its doors have been shut to women for all 180 years of its existence. But could one of London's most venerable gentlemen's clubs be about to undergo something of a revolution? It's been revealed that the actress Joanna Lumley is one of two well-known women who've been nominated to be the first female members. But will they get the nod? I'm joined on the line by longtime Garrick Club member Sir Peregrine Worsthorne. And Sir Peregrine, I understand that the other woman who's been nominated is your wife. Have you been bullied into this?
No, I was very keen on it. I suppose this is because I thought her glory would reflect well on me, but so it's sort of pride. But I was, for the first time, I suppose for a very long time, I've actually, with an open mind, or perhaps with a in favour of having women mind, looked at the situation. And it seems to me now, with the culture having changed so much about women, that it's now rather unnatural for a gentleman's club not to have women. It used to seem to me a matter to fear. Rather now, it seems to be an exciting challenge. In any case, one was already having the feeling that gentlemen's clubs were out of this century. And the fact that my wife has been chosen to be one of the first members to be put up in the candidate book has switched me to being actually in favour.
I thought the whole point of these old gentlemen's clubs was for gentlemen to get away from their wives.
Yes, that was the whole point. And, of course, it was always assumed that the presence of women would inhibit free conversation and so on. But habits and change, don't they? And I no longer feel that. I mean, I got used to having women fellow journalists, which, of course, never, for the most of my life, didn't happen. And I wouldn't mind having women club members. In fact, it rather depresses me when I now go into the Garrick and see all the men with their backs to the bar trying to get a drink, and the lack of colour, the black coat and the blue, grey and blue, no colours. And I think women would add a lot of colour, not only sartorially. In any case, there's an enormous pool of women talent. I used to think if women came to member, well, we'd be sitting next to a blue stocking left-wing progressive. Now I realise that was a very silly assumption to make, and there are plenty of jolly women I would like to sit next to.
So and they are allowed in at the moment. Sorry to interrupt you. They are allowed at the moment as guests, aren't they? But just not as full members.
Yes. So, but I mean, they never sit down at the middle of the table. And basically, it's still women are still limited to the margins of the club. I don't think I, in any case, I would, if the vote comes up, which it will fairly soon, whether to allow women members, I would now vote yes, which I've never done.
Last time we haven't got much time, I'm afraid. Last time it was 363 votes to 94 against. I mean, do you think it's going to be a similar sort of numbers this time?
Well, I like to think the prospect of sitting next to Joanna Lumley and my wife will switch the opinion 100% and we'll get a triumph. But I've always been a wishful thinker.
All right, Sir Peregrine Worsthorne, leading the progressive vanguard at the Garrick Club. Many thanks for joining us. The other question, I suppose, is whether both those women will actually want to join. Let us know what you think about that world. Have your say at bbc.com or via our Facebook page, BBC World Service. This is NewsHour with James Menendez.